Okay, today's daf is Pesachim, daf Sadi Dalit, and we're going to talk about measuring distance in halacha, time and distance in various halacha contexts. And this comes up here on the top of Sadi Dalit Amid Aleph, towards the beginning of Perek Mishahaya. We're talking about Pesach Sheni. We're talking about the concept of Derech Rechoka, like we spoke about last time. Derech Rechoka, how do you measure Derech Rechoka? The Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, in terms of what time is the crucial moment. But now we're talking about Derech Rechoka. The Gemara asked the following question. Tanra Rabbanan, fifth line on top of Sayyid al ibn Aleph, Hayomi bin Chuslamodim. If somebody's outside the shear that the Gemara gave before, the 15 mil, and he's there at the crucial time, whatever the time is, Rashi at Chatzos or the Rambam at Neitz, the Yacholi Kanes Besusim Upradim, but he could get there, he could get to Yerushalayim / Azara by horses, right? He could go on, get there quickly, Rashi, Bimirutza. So, what is that considered? Is he considered derech rechoka or not? Yochol yehechayev. You might think that he's chayev kares if he doesn't come to the azara bishah shchita. So, because he's not called derech rechoka, tamalomar uvederech lo haya. Vederech lo haya. He wasn't on the derech. Vahalo haya baderech. And here he is on the derech. Yes, he could get there sooner. He could get there within 15 mil, but so what? He is baderech, so therefore he is defined as derech rechoka. And the opposite, haya omed lefnim en amudim, ve'en yachol dikanez v'bneg balen v'kronos ha'makvos oso. What if he's within 15, but he still can't get there because of the camels and the wagons that are ma'akiv him? So Pashas, you might say that means traffic. But Rashi says here, no, it means his kids are making him late. V'hu haya mevi banav u'bnei beso imo. Lachol lo yehechayev. You might think that he's not going to be chayev because it's not his fault. Tamalomar v'derech lo haya, v'are lo haya baderech. He wasn't baderech, right? And therefore, he could have gone alone, Rashi says. He could have left them there if he saw that the time was running out. But either way, you see from here that the Gemara defines derech not in terms of what is possible with horses, but just regular walking. Regular walking, if you are more than 15 mil out, so then that is defined as derech rechoka. The Sfas Emes has a suffix here. What happens if he does come, besusim ubagamalim, or besusim ubepradim, and then he does not give the Karan Pesach? Meaning, how do you look at him there? Achein, yesh la'ayin, asked the Sfas Emes. Bahadam rinan diapagav, sheyachol lavo besusim ubepradim, mikom akom patur. Even though he can come, he's still going to be patur. Hecha deba, what if he did come? Ichayiv kares, kishalo asa Pesach. If he came and he didn't do the Karan Pesach, the Yesh Lomar, the Kivan, Shekodem, Shebaha, Yepater, Venitche, LePesach Sheni, since at the crucial moment he was Pater, Nitche, Belichi, of Kares, if you look at Shebaha, Gamkin, Pater. So maybe even if he comes, he is going to be Pater. It could be, or not. Meaning, the question is, the Lundus is Derech Rechoka a Ptur or a Hafka Asachiv? If it's just a Ptur, maybe it's a Ptur while it's Lamaisa, but when there is a possibility to do it, then the Petur disappears. But if it is a Hafkas Achiev, then no matter what, the Chiev disappears, and even if he would put himself into a situation, so then it would not be Lamaisa or Chayev Karis. Or do you look at legal definitions or Lamaisa realities? That's also a question. Also just related to this discussion is Aliyah L'Regel itself on horses, walking, right? So it seems that the Gemara is just having the possibility of going to Yerushalayim on Susim Upradim, right? Which sounds like you don't have to walk there. Is there a need to walk? There's a Yerushalmi in Perek Dalet that says the Ashurim used to come on Behemos. You look at Rabbeinu Bachai in, I think I might have mentioned this in the Daf too, Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Mishpatim on the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel, Shalosh Regalim Tachog Li Bashana, Rabbeinu Bachai says, V'chazar Od V'hizkir Bekan, Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yirah Kol Zechorcha, V'nerv Bokam Acher Shalosh Pamim Bashana Yirah Kol Zechorcha, V'chag Amatzah V'chag Kachuz V'chag Asukos, Eilu Amar Pa'amim, if it would have said Pa'amim, Hayisi Omer Shilach Shem Shalosh Pamim Bashana, Tok Shalosh Arba Chadashim, V'yal Zeh Nemar, V'chag Amatzah V'chag Kachuz V'chag Asukos, you have to go on Yantif, it's not just three times, go on the Shalosh Regalim. Pra L'ba'alei Kavin, excluding Pale Kavin, which are people who, have artificial legs. Lotia Sachiger Vasuma Vachol Vazaka Vakada Sheini Holon La Los Braglehem. Excluding people who cannot walk on their legs. What about they can be driven? they can be driven. Ube medrash, he quotes the medrash, shalosh pamim, shalosh regalim. Right, it says, ein pa'amim ela regalim. Ulalan omer, tirmesena regel ragli ani pa'amei dalim. He quotes the pasuk in Yeshayo, azhara li Yisrael, shalo ya'alu ela biraglehem. It's a warning. B'nai Yisrael should go up dafka biraglehem. Right, Tosfos in Chagiga also on that base, quotes, shayohochim biraglehem me'iram li Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. Right, that's the pasuk that's learned out, that's used in Shir HaShirim, the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Chagiga that talks about Aliyah L'Regel. But again, that's an idea that walking has to be with the legs. So if you live outside of Yerushalayim, you have to dafka go on the legs. You can't take wagons in the days of old, and you can't take cars and airplanes bisman hazeh. So it could be, there's a sefer Imrei Shammai that says maybe until Yerushalayim, you could go on a horse, on a car, and whatever you need. But from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis, then you go on foot. Then you go on foot. Like the Gemara says at the beginning of Chagiga, that a katan needs to be able to hold the hand of his father and walk from Yerushalayim to Har HaBayis. There's also a pasuk in Tehillim. The Mitzudas David in Tehillim notes, Perek Membeis Pasukei, Eila Ezkara Ve'eshpecha Alay Nafshi, Ki Evar Basach, Edadim is like walking, like holding a child, holding the hands. Edadim ad beis alokim bekol rina v'toda hamon chogeg. I will go, I will be midadeh, I will walk with my children until the beis alokim in song hamon chogeg, in great simchas. If you look in the Mesudas David there on the pasuk, it says, ki avar b'zachriya sheravarti l'Yerushalayim shalosh pamim b'shana ba'agalos mechusos, kederach hachashuvim, vayiti midadel olaches la'at ubenachas ad bo'i el beis hamikdash. Hamon chogeg, so it sounds like that you go with agalos mechusos, baderech, l'oleches, but, and then you get closer, and you would go into the regel. Okay, a little bit, Bez Hashem, Mehiri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, will be able to know exactly what the halach is. There's also a discussion about Aliyah Regel Bezman Hazeh, but not our issue now. But the question is, when our Gemara says that Derech Rechoka is determined by how far you are if you would walk by foot. But it doesn't matter. Even if you could get there, B'susim U'pradim, doesn't matter. You're still called Derech Rechoka. Is that a rule or is that an exception? Is that saying only here, but other places you judge differently? Or this is saying that this is the rule? So this comes up in at least, we'll mention, three or four different contexts. It comes up in Hilchas Avelos. Hilchas Avelos. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yaredeya, in Shin Ayin Hey. Right, talking about, again, in the days of old when they didn't, communication was different and they didn't know about ptiros. So the Shulchan Aruch says, what happens if somebody walks into town and they realize that their relative died? Shin Ayin Hey, Sif Ches. Misha Meis Lo Karo V'lo Yada Ad Shebala Makam Shemesham Hameis O Lo Makam Kvura. They come, and all of a sudden they come in and they realize and they're told that their relative died. If the Avel has been within a close proximity when the Misa died, Shumalach Yud Parsos, She'efshar She'yavo B'yom Echad, if he was within one day radius around, 10 Parsos, Afilu Ba B'yom Azayin, even if he came on the last day of Shiva, Im Matzah Menachem Emeitzel Gadol Abayis, if there was still Nichem going on, Afilu She'nin Aru La'amod, even though they were about to get up, but still, there's still Nichem going on, Holu Matzah Menachemim, Dehainu She'nogim Adayin K'sas Avelus, Olela Umon Imoim Tashlum Shloshim Yom. They just starts counting with them. Doesn't start his own count because he was B'makam Karov. He was in the world. He was in the radius of this Shiva, and therefore he just counts with them. Vim lo matzah menachamim moneh la'atzmo. But if they already finish, even if it comes at day seven, but if they already finish Shiva, it's already mixes and kakula, they got up, he has to count himself. V'cheinim ayah b'makam rachok. And also, if he was makam rachok, afilu b'yom sheni. If he was makam rachok, and then he comes b'yom sheni, it took him 2 days, moneh la'atzmo Shiva u'shloshim miyom Shiva. That is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Gets into the sugyas of Gadol Habayis, which are complicated lamaisa, but that is the Shulchan Aruch. The question is, does that halacha get adjusted bisman hazeh, what is called Makam Karov? What is called Makam Karov in the days of trains, in the 1800s, in the days of airplanes, right? So how are you mona, right? You could be much farther and still be Makom Karov, able to get there within a day, right? So how is that determined? That is a major machlokas aposkim. If you look on the Sholem Eishiv, or Sholem Eishiv Madura Kama, Chela Gimel, Simin Kuv Gimel. So he clearly says nothing changes. Why? Because Ein L'Davar Sof. Right, Ein L'Davar Sof. So then every day there could be a new technology that comes out. So you'll keep changing. So he says, Hine Av Sheka Yom Yesh Nesivos Barzel, there's trains, V'yecholom Lisa Harbe Parsos Bayom, Mikol Makom Lo Mikri Mahalach Yom Echad, Kamo Shekasa B'chibur Yad Shol, Odena B'kis V'yad. Psham, Beshinayin Hei. De'ein Misha'arin Rak B'ma Shehu Al Pidarke Ateva. Lo Al Pitachbulos Shenischadshu Bizmanenu. You go by Derech HaTeva, not by new technologies. Deim lo kein yishtanu darki hator, midei yom b'yom. Ki b'chol zman v'zman yisabu b'lechton kvar, nischadish inyan luft balloon. Right, kadur pareach, right, air balloons. Right, so that's also, in makos, v'rachoshis lagam l'parcha, so there's always new ways to speed things up. Shlomo Meshev says, doesn't matter. You go by 10 parsos, if you're further away, then you are not allowed to count avelos with them, even if you could get there. Even if you could get there. Shlomo Kluger also writes this in Alef Lecha Shlomo, in Yaradan Simin Shintes. The Stechemet quotes a group of Mefarshim in the Mareches Avelos, also in Os Ayin Gimel. He quotes back and forth. He quotes this Hagos Yad Shol, he quotes what the Shlomo Meshev referred to in his Yad Shol, that's what the Stechemet quotes, where it must have been published then, and also the Maram Shik. Maram Shik in Yeradeh, Shin Samach Aleph, the great Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. So he brings up two other issues that are important. So he says, this issue, how do you measure it? Im Ka'esh and Ischadesh Ha'Eisenbon, V'yecholon Lavo Miprag Lahalich. Makom Moshavo biyom Aleph. You could go from Prague to Halich and very quickly. Im Neima de Chashvina le Makom Karov. Do you say it's called Makom Karov because you could get there quickly? O Dilma Kivan de Ani Ein Yado Maseges lefazer Hotso is Derech Rav Kazeh Mashesorach Lashalim. Or do we say you go by his financial status? If he can't afford the balloon or the train, Uladide Chashiv Kamakom Rachok. Ve'im la'ani avi kamakam rachok, ula asher kamakam karov, nasata d'verachal shiurin. Right, do you say, you go by whether you could afford it? Let's assume that you go by the train. The train makes it makam karov. But let's say, this guy could afford the train, and this guy can't afford the train. So you're going to say that, makam karov for this person, makam rachok by that, nasata d'verachal shiurin. Va'avi kachuch, it's a joke. Umitam zeh daito lahachmir, ad kalashonu b'ksaraz. This was the question that was asked to the Maram Shik from Marina Feish in Halich. Vihine pshita lilam halaso nero yir delashir roishi kori makam karov la daiti gambaze yishladun. Says the Maram Shik that the questioner was saying, how could you be mechalik? So it should all be b'makam karov because the train is able, even if you can't afford it. So the Maram Shik says, I disagree on that premise. I disagree on that premise. He says, El shamati mi pi maran agol ba'chazam sofer zatzal. He quotes his Rebbe. Shegodol echan michach mei prag v'chad chumidume shugo marenu harav maharam fishlis hara lahakel b'chayotze b'zeh. He quotes the Chazam Sofer quoted that one of the Gdolim in Prague paskin lahakel regarding this issue that you could count with the other avelim. V'amar da'ata shekavua beidoar b'masa v'yecholon lova l'mashol mi Frankfurt to Maim, Le Prague. You could go from Frankfurt to Prague. Al yedei habei dor biyom echad. Nikra makam karuf. Vagon no de Bihuda amar al zeh shekvar hor zaken. But the no Bihuda in Prague said that's the psak. Umar and hagon zatzal amar shemizeh nuchal adun bedorenu kol shekin la Eisenbahn. Right? Surely el dechazise le daite de maran zatzal shomar zeh lechidish velo amar lanu zeh lahalacha lemaisa. Yes, the Chasam Sofer said this in the Beis Medrash, but I don't think he paskin that way, says the Maram Shik. Uve prat, amru b'babasu daf kuflamid, huva b'chubas marachas amsofer sin min shin alav, tekoshel onomar la'alach alamaisa, ein som chalav. So in the base matter, she said it, but I don't think that was alach alamaisa. So now he says, v'hinei b'guf adavar yesh ladun. So now he says, the basic issue, he thinks, our Gemara, that is Megala, what the din is. Hashira zed dasar parsos liyom makor b'sachem datzadik yom obezlin yom pesach. V'sham avur adin b'rambam, dahayinu alicha b'nachas b'raglov. Einu holich yosir me'asar parsos. V'chem avur, pshidu kubesas b'amitziyah, v'chem avur b'sachem tzadik dalet, d'besusim u'pradim yachol elich yosir. V'im kain, kivan shegam kan shir, habdababi makom karov. Hainu yud parsos, v'yavagav shim rotza lech bimrutze. Why doesn't it talk about running? It only talks about walking calmly. The Gemara doesn't bring up running, even though that's also possible. But still, that's not taken into account. Yochol lech yoser. Unehidu lo kashalon tahavi lom l'shar bihiluch susim. Dim lo kein, Dimkein, kimadol kfiya v'kaimu mikri derech racha v'chein macham racha. Therefore, he says lamaisa, you don't measure running, you don't measure financial state, and therefore he thinks, like the Sholem Eshiv, again, the Chasam Sofer is unclear what his maskana was. He just quoted it in the Beis Medrash. They all quote that it doesn't change. Gam ze kavua v'kaimu, dim rosa lalech v'mruza lo yeh macham racho, v'afilu hachi lo misharinan, ela balicho benachas. V'yim kein, says the Maram Shik, afilu tema, kivan te kavua halicha suzma v'kimo baragla, mikom makom, lo menishar ba'alicha v'mruza, k'gon ba'aizen bon. V'tzorach lomar, kima dazlina basar raglov. Bishun desusim v'pradam lo kavuim v'lo kayamim. Your feet are always there. The other ways are not always there. People also don't always run, because psia gasun will tell us more upon of, amar einav, v'lhoch b'mrutza, efshar, you can't run the whole way, right? Yi'af v'yigav v'chi yarutz v'lo yi'af. And therefore, it's not kavua, and therefore you go by walking. So that is what many achronim say. If you look in the Tshuvas Makar Chayim, Rav Chayim Yechiel Ashri, so he quotes otherwise. He quotes otherwise. He has this in Shas V'Shuvas Simen Chaf, Eichu Adin Len Yimakam Karv L'Gabi Avelim. So he quotes the Sholem Eshiv, and he argues on the Sholem Eshiv. What is it, every day things are going to get different? No, it doesn't happen that way. Technological advances about different types, that happens every so often. And say, oh, we only go by Dvarim Tivium and not technology. Technology also becomes Teva. This becomes the wisdom that people come up with. So why shouldn't that be counted? V'im yuchal avo af b'mesilas habarzel, af chamishim parsos, gamzem mikra makom karov. And therefore he quotes, that should be makom karov. He says, our Gemara is exactly right, the opposite. It's not that our Gemara says, oh, always look at, legs. No, it's dafke megala by Pesach. Derech rechoga by Pesach has one definition. Alma ilav kra. Without the pasuk, the bederech lo haya, hava amida sheichayev kares, im hayachol ikaret pesuzim upratim. Without the pasuk, I would have said that. Kamash malan, dafke here is different. Af techzib bekra ish ki yetam ila nefesh, over derech rechoka. Bechozim, yachol ikanis pesuzim upratim hayachayev, shezem ikri makam karav, kivan, sheyachol avo, and he thinks that's a raya mechrachas. That's a raya mechrachas. He thinks Argamar is saying a special din. And then he quotes about the teva. I'll read that line. Lo avin lamazel lo nikra derech teva mesilos habarzel, the train. Shaim hu holich al pi shemos al pi derech anes. Does the train go by shemos of Hashem? No. V'rak ad hashanim ha'ilu lo huver hateva halaz v'yata mali mesilos habarzel b'chol olam kulo shenivra teva halaz. So now this is teva. Ha'im bisman shelo yadu mitzias hatfus o masrefos hayesh v'od kama dvarim kahena shachaku umatsu chokri hateva. Lo nikra zed derech hateva. It's not called teva if before they knew how to publish, before they knew how to print, before they knew how to do other technological advances. Pshita, there's a nikra derech hateva, and therefore he argues and says you would go by what derech karova would mean by using the trains. Netilas yadayim is another sugya. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Samach Gimel. Let's say I want to have bread, but I don't have any water with me. How far? How far do I have to go? So the Shulchan Aruch says, 4 mil ahead and 1 mil back. 4 mil ahead, 1 mil back. Kuf, Sama, Gimel. Kuf, Sama, Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ein mayim mitzuyim lefana baricha gyoz me'abba milin ulachra mil, yitol yada b'mapa v'ochal pas, then hold the bread without touching it, and then you would be able to eat. So how do you measure that? How do you measure the mil? So let's say a mil is 18, 22 and a half or 24 minutes each mil. So nowadays in a car, you could go much further in that amount of time. So there are many that say that you go by the car, right? Look in the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha here quotes, Umistavra, de kushunosea bagam leparcha, kugon al pest, right? Eglas hador, if you go by a wagon, ein choshen lefi orech haderech lefi cheshbon hazman, shel hiluch talad mina, ladam beinoni. You go by the car, so you have to go longer. You go, let's say it's 18 is minutes is a million, 72 minutes. You can't eat without washing your hands. If you could, however you could drive it, 72 minutes forwards and 18 minutes back. Shushir ein beiz minuten, as he says. V'kol zedavkuk shu roiv harbe. And if he's very hungry, then you have that, if it's more than 72 minutes. But otherwise, you should wait. That's what that's what the Mishnah Berurah says here in the Bir Halacha. It makes sense that you go by the time it takes Lamaisa. But it's a question. There's other tshuvas of the earlier Achronim, the Beis Yaakov, Achulu, Birchas HaGomel. Birchas HaGomel is another. Reish Yud Tes. How far do you have to go? Reish Yud Tes Siv Zayin. Right, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ba'ashkenaz, Vitzarfaz, a Mavarchin Shulchan Meir Leir, Shulchivu al Bahokim in Baros, the Shukhi Machayas Rose Velistim, Ubisvara, Noagim Lavarech, Mepresha called Rahamacheska Sakana, Miu, Pachos, Mi Parsa, Eno Mavarech, unless it is Muchsak, Bisakana, Vyoser. So again, how do you measure Parsa? How do you measure Parsa? Do you go by car? Do you go by walking? The Mishnah Berurah Shita itself is unclear. We just quoted in the Bir Halacha that he says you go by the car makes it longer. But let's say washing hands before davening, right? He says you go by halicha baraglav. The Mishnah Berurah in Sadi Bey, Simin Sadi Bey, Sif Yud Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that you go by walking. Sadi Bey, Sif Yud Zayin. Ein v'rochev dino b'cholzeh k'malach baraglav. Gem ein chelik bein derech tzura latov. Let's say it's a good road, it's a smooth road, it's a bumpy road. You go by. What about traveling on Erev Shabbos? Right, reish mem test. The Mishnah Berurah says you can go much farther. Much farther, because, you know, you could get there before Shabbos. Rubunosea bagala o rochev al sus, denosea bimheira, yuchalisa harba yosem ishalosh parsos, achlish hayom. So again, so what's going on here? So say the achronim, if you look at the Piskei Tshuvos, every case is different, right? EF Charlodamos milsa la milsa. You can't, compare things in different contexts would require different, sometimes legal definitions, and sometimes lamaisa, how long it takes to get there. EF Charlodamos milsa la milsa, b'chol echa me'anosem yishlodim l'gufo shel inyan. And therefore, you have to figure it out. There's no specific rule. But again, that's an important discussion about measuring distance. Do you go by halicha baraglav, or do you go by how long the maisa it would take, even using the more modern ways of transportation? Okay, we'll stop here.